When the residential portion of Hospice Simcoe in Barrie first opened on Penetanguishene Road in 2010, Carol Holden assisted in providing supports, education and training for emergency planning and workplace safety through her then role at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH. There was a special feeling when I entered the hospice residence that I couldn't quite put my finger on, but I knew that one day I would return to volunteer to check out that feeling. When that time came in 2019, after retirement, Holden went in with the idea of working on reception or where needed in group sessions. But Kathy Stewart, then the manager of volunteers and community programs at the local hospice, had a different plan for her. Kathy saw a different path and approached me to see if I had interest in writing stories for the volunteer newsletter. Holden said the opportunity has opened up an entire new world for her. It came with the privilege of opening other doors to people's souls, their passions and sometimes their grief journey. At the same time, Holden commenced volunteering in one-to-one support, as part of the community of the grief and bereavement support programs. There are few words that can describe walking beside people who have the courage to travel through their grief, as they trust you in sharing their pain, sorrow and the loss of their loved one. Hospice Simcoe on Penetanguishene Road in Barrie. Raymond Bowie, Barrie Today. Holden noted that she has had so many unique volunteer opportunities in her short few years at Hospice Simcoe related to everything from her personal passions of photography and the creative use of images and technology, to skills and abilities from her previous professional world. There truly is something for everyone, and the depth of gifts our team of volunteers share with Hospice Simcoe and our community at large is beyond remarkable. Holden believes that anyone who volunteers at Hospice Simcoe would say it is the best experience of their life, where they get more out of the giving of themselves, expecting nothing in return. We have a culture of inclusiveness with champion cheerleaders who always look beyond themselves to the needs of residents, clients and their families. As volunteers, she says, they are so valued, supported, trusted and included as an active, integral part of the overall mission, vision and values of Hospice Simcoe. What sets the Hospice Simcoe volunteer program apart is not only how we are celebrated, but how we are intricately and methodically connected to the organization. Holden likes to share her excitement for volunteering at hospice with anyone and everyone. She said one of the first comments she often hears is, "I don't know how you can be around death." As I unfold the magnitude of community programs and opportunities Hospice Simcoe offers for volunteering, and how a tiny volunteer role contributes to this holistic approach to death, people want to be part of what I call something special. Holden told Barrie Today that her sister-in-law and brother-in-law had the same thoughts about Hospice Simcoe, and today the three of them take pride in creating beautiful gardens for residents and families to enjoy during their journey at the hospice. There is truly a role for anyone who wants to volunteer at hospice. She describes the feeling at Hospice Simcoe as nothing short of magical. There is a magical synergy that is palpable when you enter Hospice Simcoe, where there is no meaning in death, but Hospice Simcoe brings meaning to every life, in a holistic way. Susan Heiplich, volunteer coordinator at Hospice Simcoe, said volunteers place their largest value in supporting the amazing staff and medical team, where we all understand our primary goal. We all serve the residents in any way they can during their final journey here on Earth, while supporting the families and allowing them to be loved ones, and not caregivers. Holden said she is currently working with a small team at Hospice Simcoe on an exciting life legacy project as part of Hospice Simcoe's 35th anniversary campaign. We are inviting the community to tell their gifts of love at end of life and beyond stories, or recount meaningful events. Submissions to the project should be sent to legacystorieshs@gmail.com by August 30, 2023. If you are interested in learning more about volunteering with Hospice Simcoe, contact Heiplich at susan@hospicesimcoe.ca or visit hospicesimcoe.ca.